News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So my right side monologue there a few minutes ago, right before the break, we'll call that one Who Will Speak For You. By the way, you can download these monologues and other clips from the show. You just go to rightsideradio.org and basically just download sections of the show every morning after the next morning. We have those uploaded, and we've got tons of response on that. It's really been something to watch, the number of downloads of the podcasted segments of the show. But all that to say, that particular right side way, we call those my monologues, that particular right side way was actually inspired last night. I was watching, Copper, go ahead and get clip 5 ready for me, because that's what I'm going to go to right now. Because I was inspired by what I'm about to play for you on clip 5. Jonathan Isaac, some of y'all are already familiar with him, but Jonathan Isaac is an NBA star, and he's also just, golly, man, that guy is just something else. I mean, just a very dynamic Christian, very humble in his spirit, but he comes across so strong and describes his thoughts and perceptions in such a way that I imagine he's going to have a career in public speaking or who knows, but something in the public arena, I hope. But last night he was on Shannon Bream, and Shannon Bream on Fox was interviewing him, and I like Shannon Bream anyway. She's sharp as she can be, but she was interviewing him about the fact that a lot of NBA players are choosing not to get the vaccine mandates. The NBA Players Union is not making, or Players Association is not pursuing, or is pursuing them not having to get the shots if they don't want it. And all that to say, he was talking about why he believes it's okay for folks in his position, or any other position for that matter, to be able to make that choice. But the thing that really got me was when he began to speak about the broader questions of liberty. This is an NBA star, and he was talking about things like liberty and about freedom of decision-making and self-determination. And I was like, good gosh, I need this guy. I think he wrote a book. I got to find a copy of his book. But Copper, do me this. Play clip 5.
You know, I believe with natural immunity, with just protecting the free rights of people, this thing snowballs. And a lot of the people who have made the decision, or I feel to a degree have been weaponized to go out and to, you know, bully people and force people. It's a slippery slope when it turns into something that you don't agree with that happens next. Right now, it can be something I agree with. I want to take the vaccine, so everyone needs to get it. But what happens when it's something that you don't agree with, and the people are bullying you about whether you should do it or not, and you're looking for people to stand with you, or you're looking for someone to be a voice, and there's no one there?
That's right. And what he's basically saying is exactly what I said a moment ago in the right side way. The end result of this is, if we don't speak up now, let's say, for instance, that we choose to stay silent because, you know, oh, vaccine mandates, you shouldn't have an opinion. I believe in everybody getting the shot, so you should all have the shot, and I don't care what you think. You're wrong, and I'm going to belittle you, and I'm going to bully you, and I'm going to do all these things. And then later on, that same person has something that they don't believe in, and they're being forced to do something they don't want to do. But at that point, society has already accepted that you're not allowed to have opinions. And there's no one left to speak, because no one chose to speak or to allow those to speak who could. And that's where this dialogue that we're in right now is headed, is the idea that in the midst of everything else going on, and I'm going to cover down on some of this. And by the way, a couple things that we're going to do today that we don't always get a chance to do, one of which is I have not done this in about, 4 or 5 weeks. But if you remember back when the show started, I used to do about once a week, I do a thing called Adventures in Woke World. Adventures in Woke World is just a chance to kind of laugh at liberals a little bit, to laugh at the wokeness. But I'm going to take it one step further. I'm going to look at this bullying kind of vaccine mandate mentality we've got, and we're gonna go down that road, and we're gonna have a dialogue with someone who I'll describe it more after when we get back to it. But end result is this: in the world of vaccine mandates and bullying and you know, chasing politicians into the restroom and filming while they're in the stall, which I'll talk about more in a minute too, or showing up at their houses or screaming in the public square, shouting people down. That's not what we're talking about. There is a possibility that you will have some discomfort. There's a possibility you could be confronted. It does not mean your point is not valid. And the truth of the matter is, and like I had that quote a minute ago from Andy Andrews, is that if we don't speak up, then we will be known for nothing. And I don't want to be that guy. And I don't want any of y'all to be that guy or that girl. I don't want anybody in this audience to be the one who looks back like the Reverend Martin Niemöller did, that I read his quotes, and has those regrets. I mean, good Lord. Let's don't be that. Let's know that at the very end, if things still didn't go the way we wanted to, it wasn't because we didn't speak up. We didn't gather up the facts and find a way to communicate our position in a way that didn't demean others, but it also made sure the point got across. It is possible to do both, by the way. You can disagree without being disagreeable. You can be adversarial without being an adversary. Keep it in mind, right side ruffians, we can do this. All right, folks, I'm going to come back after this break with, we're going to do Adventures in Woke World. I think it's going to be fun. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.